Since closing its doors suddenly in the summer of 2007, Sheldon Jackson College has been in the hands of a couple of property management firms, most recently Pacific Tower Properties, or PTP. Several campus buildings have been rented by local nonprofits for a child care center and an aquatic science lab, among other things, but the rest of the college's property has been prepared for sale to satisfy the school's roughly $13 million of debt. The Sitka Planning Commission, on November 18th, gave final approval to a plat that subdivides most of the college's perimeter properties, including the PE Center and former faculty housing, but leaves intact the 19th century quadrangle and the nearby modern student center and dormitories. Sitka Planning Director Wells Williams confirms that there were negotiations with the college over the boundaries of the contiguous parcel, but the intent to preserve the campus came from the trustees.
The Planning Commission didn't dictate to Pacific Tower SJ how much of the core campus was going to be maintained. That came directly from Sheldon Jackson or through Pacific Tower.
Williams says the commission essentially approved the plat as presented by the college's property management firm, leaving the quadrangle and associated buildings like the president's house on a single piece of property preserves the possibility that the college may have some future institutional use, but it doesn't preserve the buildings themselves. The Historic American Building Survey describes the distinctive architectural style of the quad as Tudor eclectic. The campus earned National Historic Landmark status in 2001. Williams says the Planning Commission will try to address preservation issues soon.
There is a commitment on the part of the Planning Commission later on in the spring to see if there's some way to put some language in a public process to talk about protecting the exterior of those structures and maybe some of the yard.
Assurances that something may be done to protect the campus are not enough for the Alaska Association of Historic Preservation. Like the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which publishes its top 11 endangered places for the country, the AAHP publishes its top 12 for the state. Sheldon Jackson College has been on the list before. A decade ago, the college nearly condemned its central building, the Allen Auditorium, before a citizen committee nominated the campus for landmark status and saved Allen. And non-SJ properties like the Japonski Island Boathouse have recently been on the list, until the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society began active restoration work. Renee Erickson, the administrator of the Alaska Association for Historic Preservation, says a state endangered listing is not necessarily permanent.
Like, for example, the boathouse is no longer on the list because of the efforts that were made with it. And then last year we had the post office in Soldotna had been on our list for a while, and then the preservation efforts that were made to secure that building allowed it to be no longer considered a threat.
Other endangered properties on the AAHP list this year include the 4th Avenue Theater in Anchorage, Clover Pass in Ketchikan, the Jesse Lee Home in Seward, and the Cape St. Elias Lighthouse. Landmark status is not required for properties to make the endangered list. Erickson says anyone across the state can nominate a property, and then the AAHP board will vote on the nominations. Still, the fact that Sheldon Jackson is a national landmark is unusual. Daily Sitka Sentinel editor Thad Polson was instrumental in obtaining landmark status for the campus. Reached for comment on the endangered listing, Polson said Sheldon Jackson is in a category by itself. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.